Now let me move on to the second part of my talk, namely immigration policy. I'll focus specifically on U.S. immigration policy, because that's the country most Hong Kongers would like to emigrate to. Nowadays, if Hong Kongers want to emigrate to the United States, there are two main ways that they can go about it. I'll list them briefly, and then go in more depth about each one. The two ways are through, 1, family, and 2, employment. Family-supported immigration is by far the best and most popular way for Chinese Americans to get their Hong Kong relatives over to the States. Within family-supported immigration, there are two categories. The first category is called immediate relatives, and the second category is called family-sponsored. Under immediate relatives, there is no limit on the number of immigrant visas granted to immediate relatives of U.S. citizens. According to the U.S. government, immediate relatives include the American citizen's spouse, meaning husband or wife, and unmarried children under the age of 21. People who do not have what is defined as an immediate family member fall under the second category of family-sponsored immigration. Under family-sponsored immigration, there is a yearly quota of 675,000 visas. That's a lot of opportunities for those with relatives residing in the States. Now I want to talk about employment-based immigration, the second main way that many Hong Kong people use to get to the U.S. Under employment-based immigration, the American government issues 140,000 visas per year. These 140,000 visas are divided among 5 different groups, and they are 1. Primary workers, 2. Members of professions, 3. Professionals and skilled and unskilled workers, 4. Special immigrants, and 5. Investors. Without telling you all the details required for each division, I'll be honest with you and say that people with higher status and education are almost always preferred. Under the first group of primary workers, the American Consulate General, Hong Kong, 2000, specifically mentions persons of extraordinary ability in the sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics, outstanding professors and researchers, and certain multinational executives and managers. So, people working for universities and multinational corporations would fit into this group. While non-professionals are also granted visas, the number allowed is only a fraction of the overall quota for employment visas. I'm sure that some of you may be wondering what is meant by special immigration, the fourth group of employment-based immigration. Special immigrants include certain religious workers and former employees of the United States government. In this case, I'd assume that people working for such organizations as the UN or the World Health Organization would be able to classify themselves as special immigrant applicants for employment-based immigration. Now I'd like to talk about the fifth group of employment-based immigrants, investors. Again, the American Consulate General Hong Kong 2000 says that investors are those persons who create employment for at least 10 unrelated persons investing capital in a new commercial enterprise in the United States. The minimum amount of capital required is normally $1 million, depending on the unemployment rate of the geographic area. $1 million US is quite a large sum of money. For Hong Kongers who do not fulfill any of the above requirements, money, instead of family members or jobs, may get them over to the States. However, many who seek to immigrate through financial means will almost always select Canada over the U.S., because the Canadian requirement is a lot lower, just a fraction of what the U.S. requires. Okay, that's about all for today's lecture on Hong Kong to U.S. immigration. I'm now available to answer any questions that the audience may have regarding why Hong Kong Chinese emigrate and visas. However, if you've got some very specific questions regarding visas, please refer to the American Consulate General Hong Kong website for assistance. The URL is http://www.us.gov.hk consulate.org.hk. Thank you.